Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 2. 'Went he forth to find at fall of night that haughty house and heed wherever the ring-danes out-reveled to rest had gone. Found within it the aethling band asleep after feasting and fearless of sorrow of human hardship. Unhallowed wight, grim and greedy, he grasped betimes wrathful, reckless from resting places 30 of the thanes, and thence he rushed, fain of his fell spoil, faring homeward laden with slaughter his lair to seek. Then at the dawning, as day was breaking, the might of Grendel to men was known. Then after wassail was wail uplifted, loud moan in the morn. The mighty chief, aethling, excellent, unblithe, sat labored in woe for the loss of his thanes, when once had been traced the trail of the fiend. Spirit accursed, too cruel that sorrow, too long, too loathsome, not late the respite. With night returning anew began ruthless murder, he reckoned no whit firm in his guilt of the feud and crime. They were easy to find who elsewhere sought in room remote their rest at night, bed in the bowers, when that bale was shown was seen in sooth, with surest token the hall thanes hate. Such held themselves far and fast who the fiend outran. Thus ruled unrighteous and raged his fill one against all, until empty stood that lordly building, and long it bode so. 12 years tide the trouble he bore, sovereign of Scaldings, sorrows in plenty, boundless cares. There came unhidden tidings, true to the tribes of men in sorrowful songs, how ceaselessly Grendel harassed Hrothgar, what hate he bore him, what murder and massacre, many a year feud unfading, refused consent to deal with any of Daneland's earls, make pact of peace or compound for gold. Still less did the wise men ween to get great fee for the feud from his fiendish hands. But the evil one ambushed old and young, death shadow dark, and dogged them still, lured or lurked in the livelong night of misty moorlands. Men may say not where the haunts of these hell runes be. Such heaping of horrors the hater of men, lonely roamer, wrought unceasing, harassing, heavy, o'er it he lorded gold-bright hall in gloomy nights, and ne'er could the prince approach his throne. 'Twas judgment of God, or have joy in his hall. Sore was the sorrow to Scylding's friend, heart-rending misery. Many nobles sat assembled and searched out counsel, how it were best for bold-hearted men against harassing terror to try their hand. Whiles they vowed in their heathen fanes altar offerings, asked with words that the slayer of souls would succor given them for the pain of their people. Their practice this, their heathen hope, 'twas hell they thought of in mood of their mind. Almighty they knew not, doomsman of deeds and dreadful lord, nor heaven's helmet heeded they ever, wielder of wonder. Woe for that man who in harm and hatred hails his soul to fiery embraces, nor favor nor change awaits he ever. But well for him that after death day may draw to his lord and friendship find in the father's arms. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.